presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The accident to the landing gear of the Army plane carrying Jim, Colo, and Kitty St. John to Puerto Rico proved upon investigation to be deliberate sabotage. This news struck Jim like a thunderbolt. He had no more than accepted the assignment to investigate a hostile submarine base in the Caribbean when the secret enemy seemed to have knowledge of the fact and almost succeeded in ending Jim's life. Colonel Cripps and Jim map out their strategy, which calls for the investigation of an island owned by a wealthy recluse who is building there a kingdom of his own with native labor and a seemingly bottomless purse. Many steamships from far-off lands are increasing their calls each week at the mysterious island. We find Jim in the office of Colonel Cripps, Chief of Army Intelligence for the Caribbean area.
Sabotage? Colonel Cripps, are you certain?
There's no question about it, Bradley. A fiendishly clever mechanic sawed through one of the brackets holding the return mechanism in such a way that once the landing gear was brought up into the wing, the bracket would break. It'd never go down again, and another unexplained crash might have occurred.
Well, it certainly points to me, all right. There was no one else on board that ship they wanted.
Jim, you've got to be careful. This gang of plotters are evidently playing for big stakes and will stop at nothing. Murder is probably just a sideline with them.
Of course I'll be careful, Colonel. But don't you think our first problem is to find out who we're dealing with?
We'll find that out. They'll show their hand to you or ourselves soon enough. But with extra vigilance, you should be able to match them and probably beat them at their own game.
Well, that hasn't been so hard in the past, Colonel. These underhanded groups of spies and such usually work the same way. Same old bag of tricks.
Well, I think we've hit on a new one for them. You're leaving here tonight. They mustn't find out about it.
Tonight? Well, that's not possible. I've got to have a lot more time, Colonel.
I'd like to give it to you, Jim. But we've made arrangements with a Captain Kennedy to take you. He has a trading sloop. And once a month or so, he stops at the island I told you about. He sells them practically all of their staple provisions. He sails tonight and won't return for a month.
Well, couldn't we get there some other way?
Not without arousing so much suspicion as to endanger your mission, Jim.
I see. Perhaps you're right, Colonel. When does he leave, and how much time have we to get ready?
We?
Why, surely. Colo, Miss St. John, and myself.
Jim, my understanding of this matter was that you were to work alone. In fact, here's the official order from Colonel Barris and his special note to you. Why don't you read it?
Well, thank you.
Down the bottom, Jim.
I see. I earnestly recommend that you go at it alone. Therein lies your best chance for success. My heartiest good wishes, signed Colonel Barrett.
You see, Jim.
I suppose he travels fastest who travels alone. Oh, but Colonel, how can I keep in touch with you?
Well, Kennedy, this trading captain, is our only possible line of communication. And you can trust him implicitly. We do.
I've got a Colonel. Why can't we ship Colo as a member of Kennedy's crew? Then he could carry our messages back and forth.
Well, there's no reason why not. In fact, within rather broad limitations, you can work out any program you wish. We're behind you, ready with any cooperation you need or want.
I know that, Colonel. But I've got to get the evidence of any secret bases that might exist on that island before you can make a move.
Well, that's putting it rather simply, but completely.
Okay, Colonel, let's do it your way. Now, when does this fellow expect to sail, and when can I meet him?
He sails at midnight, and he's been waiting on you all day, Jim.
Good. I'll pick up Colo and arrange the meeting.
I think it's better for you to meet Captain Kennedy here on the reservation. Then you won't be seen near his ship till it's ready to sail.
Righto, Colonel.
Just a moment, Jim.
Yes, sir?
Corporal, I want you to escort Mr. Bradley to the office in warehouse number 6.
Yes, sir. Any further orders?
No, that is all.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Jim, so long for now. I'm sure you'll get on very well with Kennedy, and he'll be able to give you plenty of help in the way of information about the island.
All right, and goodbye, Colonel. I'll return in perhaps an hour.
Goodbye, Jim.
Better go by car, sir. That warehouse is down near the wharfs, about a mile and a half, sir.
We can pick up my assistant, Colo. He's probably at the first aid station yet, getting a rather nasty gash on his head treated.
Certainly, sir. Here we are. Warehouse 6, Mr. Bradley.
Tuan Jim, what place this be?
Just an office in a not-too-noisy warehouse where we can have peace and quiet. Kolo.
Yes, Tuan Jim.
We'd better split up on this job.
Huh? Why, Tuan? You not like Kolo anymore?
What I like or dislike has nothing to do with it, Kolo. We're going to do different jobs on this case, that's all.
What Kolo do, Tuan?
Well, you're to join the crew of Captain Kennedy, an inter-island trader who is going to drop me on the island, which is under suspicion. Through you and Kennedy, Colonel Cripps and myself can get word back and forth to each other.
Why not Kolo go on island, Tuan? Who take care of Jungle Jim if Kolo not be there?
I'm afraid I'll have to take care of myself, Kolo. Besides, you are just as important to the success of this mission as I am.
Kolo not like. But what you want, Tuan, Kolo do.
Here's the office, sir.
Jungle Jim Bradley. I'm Captain Kennedy.
How do you do, Captain? Mighty glad to know you. Yeah, this is Kolo, Captain Kennedy.
Happy to know, Captain Kennedy.
Mr. Bradley, no doubt Colonel Cripps has told you that we sail at midnight, that I'm ready to help you in whatever way I can.
Yes, Captain, thank you. I have only one request.
Yes?
Kolo here will ask for a berth as an able seaman.
Well, that's easy. All he has to do is come aboard and sign articles anytime he wants.
Well, thanks again. Now, Captain, can you give me a sketchy outline of this fellow who owns the island?
No one knows very much about him, except that his name is Bull Forson, and the fact that he must be as rich as Rockefeller. He must have spent millions. He's built a castle worthy of an emperor. He buys nothing but the best, and plenty of that.
About how old is he?
Hard to say. Exactly. He's a big, well-preserved fellow. I'd guess about 50. Could be 10 years off, either direction.
Mm-hmm. Nationality?
He holds American citizenship. But whether he was born in the United States or was naturalized, that's another guess.
Well, tell me, Captain.
Look out, Jim. Someone shoot.
What the tarnation is going on outside there?
I'll find out in pronto.
Quiet there.
Who have you got there, Corporal?
I've got him, sir.
Let me get a look at him. Who is he? What's your name?
Jose Martinez. I don't do nothing. Guns just go off. I don't even touch. Santa Maria, he's scaring me, too.
What are you doing here?
No, I know him, sir. That's his right name. Yes, he works in the armor's shed, a sort of a porter and general handyman.
What were you running away for if you didn't fire that shot?
I don't do nothing, I tell you. He just go off, bang, I think I die, so I run to find out.
That truck full of guns, what were you doing with them?
Every day I get guns to be fixed. Bring here. Never touch, I know life.
Yeah, he's right about the guns, sir. He collects the pieces needing test or adjustment and delivers them to the gun shop. It's in the next building.
I suppose it could be an accident. But why should a gun that should not be loaded be wheeled past the building where we were talking to Captain Kennedy? Go off by accident, miss my head by an inch, and get Kolo in the shoulder. Tell me why.
Well, I don't know as I would try to answer such a riddle. Just an accident, I suppose.
Corporal, I want this man taken into custody. And I think Colonel Cripps will want to question him plenty about this.
Right, sir. Jose, come on. The big boss wants to see you.
Sure, I go. Madre de Dios. Those guns be very bad thing. Good thing I stay away from them all the time, huh?
Take him in, Corporal. I'll take Kolo over to the first aid. And tell the Colonel I'll be there in half an hour.
Yes, sir. Come on, Jose.
Yes, Corporal.
Well, Kolo, how do you feel?
Not be bad, Tuan. Just little scratch.
Yes, I know, but we'll let the doctor have a look at it anyway. And then I want to see Colonel Cripps and find out what he knows about Jose.
Well, Jim, all set?
Yes, Colonel. I've made all arrangements with Captain Kennedy. He'll take Kolo on as a member of the crew, and we sail at midnight.
Good work. I knew you'd get on well with him, Jim.
Say, what about this Jose, Colonel?
I don't quite know what to say about him yet.
Though I am inclined to believe his story about it being an accident.
It's possible, of course, Colonel. But in the light of the events of the past few days, I'm inclined to view everything with suspicion.
Well, this Jose is a native. He was born on the island, and he's got a good job, which gives him not only living, but a social position where he can lord it over his friends. No, Jim, he'd think twice before he'd put his position in danger.
Well, there's something about him I don't like, Colonel. It's only a hunch, of course, but I'd watch him for a while.
Oh, definitely, Jim. I'm suspicious, too, but he's got a clean alibi. I have assigned a 24-hour watch to him for a few days to see if anything develops to justify your hunch.
I'll feel more comfortable if he proves to be in the clear. If he's tied up with the gang we're chasing, it almost proves that they know about our plans before we make them.
Well, no matter what they know, Jim, the department feels that with you on the job, it's only a matter of time when they'll be behind bars or out of the picture somehow.
Well, thanks for your confidence and good wishes, Colonel. I'll take off now. I have to break the bad news to Kitty. She expects to come along, you know.
Oh, Jim, she can have a much better time here. Plenty of young officers around. And a pretty girl will have more escorts than she knows what to do with.
Fine. Well, Colonel Cripps, thanks for everything, and you'll hear from me either through Colo or Captain Kennedy.
Goodbye, my boy. And my every good wish goes with you.
So you see, Kitty, what with department regulations, the need for secrecy and caution, I've no choice in the matter but to leave you here for a while anyway.
Jim, I don't like it one bit. Those intelligent department men, if they were so smart, they wouldn't have to call you in. They'd do their own dirty work.
Now, Kitty, you're not being your usual sweet self.
Who would? You brought me down here. You led me to like this sort of adventurous life. Now you want me to sit here all alone and probably knit. Well, you're off in another case. I don't want to do it.
Now, look, Kitty. Is a request enough, or do I have to give you orders?
Well, if you put it that way, I have no choice.
Good girl. I knew you'd be sensible.
Well, goodbye, Jim. You sail at midnight?
Yes, and in absolute secrecy. Goodbye, Kitty. Oh, don't look so glum. I'll be seeing you sooner than you expect.
All right, Jim.
Bye, Kitty.
So, you think you can treat me like a flighty, scattered-brained little girl, do you? I'll show you. I'll show you.
What is Kitty going to show Jim? And will Colonel Cripps connect the mysterious accident of the shot with the gang of spies that Jim is trailing in the Caribbean? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.